Before we start, let's summarize the previous Gemara, because the previous Gemara leads into this Gemara, and you have to know this Gemara. You can only know this Gemara if you know the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara, which starts at the very bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph and goes on to the top of Nun Vav Amud Beis, establishes a very important principle, which we have to sing from the rooftops because it's important, and that's called Dam Nifsal Beshkia Sakama. So it means that we called it Sunday, we did the Shechita of the Karban on Sunday, we makabel the Dam, and we have up until the sunset, until Shkia Sakama, to be Zorik the Dam. After Shkia Sakama, you're no longer on the day which is called Yom Shata Zoveach, and we have a principle which goes the following. B'yom Shata Zoveach Atom Makriv, which is really two lines up before the end of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So that if the Zrika would take place on Monday as opposed to the Yom Hazvicha, which was on Sunday, so the Shechita was on Sunday and the Zrika was on Monday, in such a case the carbon is pasul, and that's the end of the story. A lot of this Gemara is about the technicality of how to derive that from the pasuk. The pasuk begins with the in neder o nidova zevach karbono biyom hakrivo et zivcho, etc., etc. So biyom hakrivo et zivcho, which the Gemara identifies the word hakrivo with zrikas hadam, and the word zivcho with shchita, and when you read that phrase with the four letters in it, of biyom hakrivo es zivcho, what you derive from that is biyom shato zoveach atom makriv. Now keep in mind, Ben, that you owe me a debt. You're going to show me where the word zevach means something else in some introduction. So that's for the rest of the morning. I don't know what your schedule is this morning, but do you want to join us?
Yeah.
Okay. Question is, what do we do for Gemara's Vachim?
Look on.
Did that find one in the Beit Midrash?
He has one. Yehuda,
but there should be another in the Beit Midrash. I'll look for it.
You'll look for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just come grab a chair if you can, and we'll try to find the Gemara Zvachim for you. And we're on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Have you ever learned Zvachim at all?
Not Zvachim.
So this is new. Okay. It takes a little bit of time, and you get used to it. But
hopefully,
yeah. Sometimes it's sort of like going into a cold swimming pool. At the beginning, it's kind of hard, you know. And if you put your toes in, that's even the worst thing to do, because then you're afraid to make that. But sort of like you have to jump in, and then you get used to it after a while. Again, there could be parts which are very challenging. But this particular part that we're doing today is what I call dead center. In other words, it's really fundamental. It's really, you know, the middle path that you have to take to understand Zvachim. So the Gemara starts nine lines down from the top, Itmar. And that's what we want to take a look at today. Okay, now, just by way of introduction, we have something called Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano. And that means that if the Kohen at the time of the Avoda, there are four Avodas, but we'll start with the first one, that Shechita, at the time that he slaughters the animal, the Karbon, he has in mind that the Haktaras Imurim, which is the part of the Karbon that goes on the Mizbeach, or the Achilas HaKohen, in the case of Kodshei Kodshim, where the Kohenim eat the Basar, or Achilas Yisrael, in the case of Kodshim Kalim, that should be done Chutz L'Zmano. Chutz L'Zmano means beyond the allotted time. And even though he thought that at the time of the Shechita, when he got around to doing whatever he had to do, everything he did perfectly. The only problem is that he had this wrong thought, this wrong machshava at the time of the Shechita. That's called a machshava poselis. And that's called pigul, which means that the karbon becomes prohibited and you're not allowed to eat it. If you go ahead and eat that karbon, it's a very severe violation, and it's called karis. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Bolsai, I'm going to talk to you as if you know nothing, because you know, I don't want to bore you, you know, but I just don't know, you know, with two new faces, I don't know what you know, what level we have to give. Yesterday we had a new face from Texas, but I think we lost Matthew. I must have overwhelmed him.
He enjoyed it. Yeah. But I think you need something more introductory.
I see. Okay, I'm willing to give something more introductory if you only tell me in advance. Mm-hmm. But if you tell me post facto, mm-hmm. when the man comes in with an empty face, then I get very upset because I feel I was cheated. I didn't get a really good chance because nobody told me. I would have perhaps offered a chavrusa with him beforehand, a chavrusa with him afterhand. But now I guess it's probably too late.
Well, we're gonna
see. Okay, you'll let me
know.
He's
gonna be a Rosh Kollel someday.
Okay, great. So I'd like to be part of that process in preparing him for that job. Anyway, so the Gemara says the following, that we have an issue here between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo. What is going to be Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan? Sorry, Hamachashev Li'ar Hashlishi. So at the time of the Shechita, we'll call it on Sunday. The Kohen had in mind that the process of this Karban would take place B'yom HaShlishi on Tuesday. Now let's talk about a Karban Shlomim. A Karban Shlomim will give you Sunday and Monday, but not Tuesday. So this is what's called a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano. And a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano creates Pigul. Comes along Chizkiah and he says, Li'ar HaShlishi, if it wasn't that he had in mind for Tuesday morning, but Ar L'Shlishi, which means the night going into Tuesday, the night going into Yom HaShlishi, the night after Monday, then he says, Kasha, the carbon still remains Kasha. In other words, according to Chizkiah, this is not called Chutz L'Zmano, outside of the framework of the carbon, meaning the boss of the carbon has to be eaten within a certain time allotment. You and I would have said, and we'll see this in Rabbi Yochanan in just a minute, that he's passed already the time allotment because the Torah only gives him until the second day. And with the end of the second day, which means Shkia Sachama, when the sun sets, that's already Chutz L'Zmano. There's no possibility of eating the basar at that point. But yet, Chizkiah insists, I'm going to have to figure out why, that's not called Chutz L'Zmano. That's not called Pigul. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Apostle. Rabbi Yochanan says this is a classical case of a machshava chutz l'zmano because the latest time for eating the basar is with Shkia Sachama the second day, which is identical with or synonymous with Or L'Yom HaShlishi, and therefore if he had a machshava at the time of the Shechita that the basar would be eaten Or L'Yom HaShlishi, that's pigul because that's chutz l'zmano. So the Gemara tries to analyze now the Shita of Chizkiah. Why does Chizkiah say that Or L'Yom HaShlishi, the night going into day 3, is not called Chutz L'Zmano? It doesn't generate Pigul. And the Gemara answers that the din of Pigul depends upon another concept, which is called Nosar. So again, we're hitting you with a lot of new concepts here. But what's Nosar? Nosar means the status of the meat after you pass the allotted time, meaning in event that you didn't eat the meat of this karma when it had to be eaten, which might be the Kohen was meant to eat it, meaning the Yisrael, in the case of Shlom, the Yisrael was meant to eat the bar, he failed to do so. So the Torah says two things happen now. And both of them result of the fact that the boss of the karma is called Nosar. One is that you're not allowed to eat this meat. If you eat this meat, it's a very severe Isur, which is called an Isur Kares. And number two, you have to burn the Nosar. But here, it's a very paradoxical situation. On the one hand, the latest time for eating the meat, which means the moment that it becomes Nosar, is Shkia Sachama, is with sunset. But yet, the Torah says, don't burn this meat until the following morning. But Eish Tisrofu, the Torah says, by Yom HaShlishi, on the third day, meaning after daybreak. And only after daybreak do we burn the Nosar. Comes along Chizkiah and he says, if the Torah postpones the mitzvah of Srefa in the case of Nosar until the day, it means that it's not really Nosar. That's the way Chizkiah understands it. Now, Chizkiah starts with the following premise, and then we're going to add another premise. Premise number one, and again, if we had time, we'd write this on the blackboard, is that Pigel means you had a machshava to create Nosar. That's premise number one. Premise number two is that the meat doesn't become Nosar until the morning, and that's based on, this is not a premise, this is explicit in the Torah, that the mitzvah of Sreifa to burn the Nosar only emerges with daybreak on the third day. So again, if we combine all these elements together, all these premises, number one, that we know from the Torah that the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar, to burn the Nosar, only applies on the third day, in the morning. Number two, we know that Pigel depends upon a machshava to create Nosar. In other words, the Torah is saying to the Kohen, have the machshava to eat the karbon in a way that it would not become Nosar. Therefore, says Chizkiah, since it only becomes Nosar when the mitzvah of Sreifa emerges, which is going to be Yom HaShlishi, not early Yom HaShlishi. Therefore, if the Kohen had a machshava at the time of the Shechita that the basar would be eaten early Yom HaShlishi, the night going into Tuesday, that's not called a machshava's pigul, because that's not a machshava to create Nosar. In fact, it won't become Nosar until the daybreak of the third day when there's a mitzvah of Sreifa. And that's called, in the language of the Gemara, intik lisreifa. That's an Aramaic phrase. And Chizkiah says, delo intik lisreifa, which means only after daybreak on the third day, then it's called intik. Intik means it was uprooted from its original status, and now it became something which is so, shall I say, intolerable that it has to go up in smoke, it has to be burned. That's only with the emergence of day three after daybreak. So until day three, lo intik l'sreifa, and since it hasn't been set up for sreifa, then really what it means is it's not nosar. Again, you know, it's very hard to say it's not nosar. You know, those words, like my tongue, you know, gets stuck on the palate of my mouth when I say it's not nosar. It's really in this, shall I say, twilight zone. It's in this transitional state becoming from being a mitzvah achila till the other extreme, which is a mitzvah sreifa. And right in the middle, the mitzvah achila terminates, and what takes over is this period of time, this transitional period of time between Shkia Sachama and Amud HaShachar, when day breaks the next morning. And in that night of 12 hours, what you have is something that's in limbo. You know, you don't know exactly how to define it. You can't call it Nosar, because Nosar by definition requires what? Sreifa. And during that 12-hour period, it's not a mitzvah of sreifa. On the other hand, you can't say it's a mitzvah to eat it, because you're not allowed to eat it, so it really is no sar. It's in this very complicated...
Is there an iser karet? Is there an iser?
Yeah, and there'll be an iser karet if you eat the nosar arli gimel, but the chi of sreifa doesn't emerge until when? Until the morning. So Chizkiah put, you know, in this tug of war, so to speak, between Shkia Sachama and Amud HaShachar, Shkia Sachama closing day two and Amud HaShachar opening up day three, in that tug of war, where Shkia Sachama is claiming, well, it's Nosar, you're not allowed to eat it, and Sreifa is claiming, no, it's not Nosar until the morning, in that tug of war, Chizkiah claims that at least as far as Pigel is concerned, which wins out? The din of sreifa. The din of sreifa, which is the final, shall I say, clincher of what we call the chalu sheim nosar, and it's the status of the basar as nosar, is only clinched according to Chizkiah. We're going to see the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. But according to Chizkiah, the status of nosar is only completed when do you press the button? This is real nosar? Sreifa. Only when there's a mitzvah sreifa. And therefore, if he has a machsheves pigul at the time of the shkita on Sunday to eat the basar on Monday night, meaning after shkia on Monday, that's not a machshava for nosar, because it's not really nosar yet. How does Chizkiah arrive at that conclusion that it's not nosar? Because the mitzvah sreif is postponed until daybreak of the next day. Rabbi Yochanan says this is a classical case of pigul, and why? Because as soon as the sun sets on day two, 12 hours before daybreak of day three, immediately there's an iser of achilas habasar, meaning the basar carbon becomes nosar, and you're not allowed to eat it, with shkia sachama, the sunset of day two, and therefore once the basar is excluded from achila, that becomes chutz lizmano. And, you know, one could suggest that maybe the machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan is about how to define chutz l'zmano. What is a machsheves pigel of chutz l'zmano? If chutz l'zmano means chutz l'zman achiloso, then who's right? Then Rabbi Yochanan is right, because when is the zman achiloso terminate? Which Shkiyas Achama, Rabbi Yochanan is 100%. That is a classical case of a machshava chutz l'zmano. If he's thinking that he's going to eat the basar beyond the time that the Torah allows you to eat the basar, then Shkiyas Achama, the second day, would generate pigul. That's a machshava chutz l'zmano. Comes along Chizkiyah and he says, no, because chutz l'zmano means a chutz l'zmano which is going to be connected with nosar. That's premise number one. So it's not just an isra achila. And number two, his second premise is that nosar only emerges, we call it a chalashay nosar, with the mitzvah of sreif. So that's what we have here in this sugya. But let me just ask you one question to see if we're all on the same page. Does the Gemara assume that if a kohen at the time of the shechita has a machsheves chutz l'zmano on the zrika, would that itself constitute pigul? In other words, what I'm saying is the whole discussion that we've had until now is where the kohen's machsheva was on achila. And he thought in his mind that he's a big shot, he's going to do the achila on Tuesday, according to Chizkiyah, or on Monday night after Shkia, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But that's all a discussion about a machshava on the basar of the karbon. What about a machshava on the zrika itself? Oh, so let's read the next piece of Gemara here. And the Gemara says the following. Let's see if I can find this. Just one second. Oh. The Gemara says, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. Again, I'm skipping a little bit of what we did yesterday. Oh, actually, I'm not skipping anything. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan is actually the next few words on the page. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's by show of hands. So we all have the place. Mm-hmm. If you have a place, raise your hand. Okay, Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara is now bringing a brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan, and it says the following: Kodshim anecholim liyom echad. Now let's say it this way: most karbonos, I would say 60%. I don't know exactly what the percentage is of karbonos can be eaten on the day of the shechita itself. And that's called Yom Echad. I'll give you a couple examples. Let's say Chatos, or Asham, a Karban Toda, an El Nazir. Again, you don't have to memorize this list. Don't worry about it. But all these cases, what we'll give you is that day, meaning the day of Shechita, and we'll give you the night afterwards as far as the Haktorah Seimurim is concerned, okay? Because again, we need two achilos. We need to eat the basar. In this case, the kohanim are going to eat the basar. And we need that the Mizbeach eat its basar. That's designated for it. That's called Haktorah Seimurim. And now the Braisa says, Mechashvim bidomam mishetishka hachama. Let me just explain what this means, and then we'll try to get into it. You know, sink our teeth into it. What we're saying is, if at the time of the shechita he had a machshava of chutz l'zmano bidamam. Now that's the word you want to underline here, or at least in your mind you want to underline it. If it's not your Gemara, we're not going to let you underline it. But bidamam, bidamam means regarding the zrikas adam. He had in mind that when he shechts the animal, let's say at 9 a.m. on that Sunday morning, right after the late minyan on Sunday, and he's going to be Zorik the Dam at 9 p.m., 12 hours later, after Shkiyas Achama. That's called Mishetishka Achama. And according to this Brisa that we're learning, that's called Mechashvin. The word Mechashvin means that this constitutes a Machsheves Pigul. And again, this could apply both to the time of the Shechita, it could be time of the Kabbalah Sadav, it could be time of the Halacha Sadav, in any of the Avodos, he thinks in his mind, the Kohen, when he's doing that Avodah, that he's going to implement the Zrika Sadav after Shkia Sachama, which we call Chutz L'Zmano. That's called Pigul. And the Gemara is saying that even though he had in mind that the Zrika would be after Shkia Sachama, that itself is enough to engender Pigo on the Zrika Sadam. Ben?
I mean, that's expanding. That's really a quantum leap to expand Pigo, because Pigo is supposed to, classic Pigo is, I'm planning on eating it too late. And now you're saying I'm doing the Zrika, which will lead to leaving. It's like one step removed.
Okay, so what do you, when you talk about eating, obviously you're talking about two categories, but I'm going to add a third category. The two classical categories are what we call the Achilas HaBasar, which is eaten by either the Kohen or the Israel, or the Haktaras HaYimurim on the Mizbeach. Now let's add another Achila to the list. There are three Achilas. And the third category of Achila is Dam, that the Mizbeach burns up not just the Eimurim, which is called Haktaras HaYimurim, but also the Dam. So the Zrika is done in such a way that the Mizbeach is Ochez HaSadam, it grabs onto the Dam.
So within the Zrika there's a parallel Achila of the Mizbeach?
Correct.
Wow.
And just like a Marim has Achilas HaMizbeach, the Basar has Achilas Adam, right? Now we're saying that the Dam has Achilas Mizbeach. That's one possibility. Again, we're going to see another possibility as we go along. That's why I want you to have a copy of the Sefer called the Nefesh Tova. But before we get to Nefesh Tova, yeah, the Pashup Shat the Gemara is that there's something called Chutz Lizmano on Zrikas Adam. And that really expands the scope of Pigul. Now, ubibsaram ubiimurehem. Now, keep in mind, we have now a karbon which is nechal yom echad. Yom echad means the day of the shechita and the night following the shechita. So, if he has in mind at the time of the shechita, the kohen has in mind that the basar or the emurim will be, in quotation marks, eaten. Again, in the case of basar, literally physically eaten. In the case of the mizbeach, eaten by the mizbeach. Mishiyala murashach. Because what's chutz mano as far as the haktaras imurim or as far as the achilas habasar is concerned? Only amud hashachar, because during the course of the night, since it's yom echad, which means the laila follows the day, there's been that whole principle that we said that in Kochim, the laila holech achar hayom, whereas in all of halacha, it's hayom holech achar laila. In Kochim, it's just the opposite. So the laila that continues beyond the day is now the time of achilas bas and haktaras seimurim. If he has a machshava chutz mano, then his machshava is mishiyale amud hashachar. In the case of Kodshim HaNechol Mishnei Yomim V'Laila Achas, those rare cases like Shlomim, there's also something called Bechar Mais and Bechar Maiser, but that's not for us now. That's in the next parak. Is Mechashvim Bidoma Mishetishka Chama. Again, there's going to be a Machshava of Zrika Chutz Lizmana, which is going to be after Shkia Sachama, because Biyom Zevach Atom Makriv, meaning that the Zrika Sadam has to take place on the same day and not after Shkia Sacham of the day of the Shkita. So if he had a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano as vis-a-vis Zrika Sadam, meaning after Shkia he's going to do the Zrika, or alternative Be'emureyam Mishiyal Amud HaShachar. Again, which Amud HaShachar are we talking about now? Day 1, Sunday, or day 2, Monday, or day 3, actually, in this case, Tuesday.
Depends on more about it.
Right, so now we're talking about Kodshim HaNecholim L'Shnei Yomim V'Laila Achas. So it's going to be Mishiyala Murashachar of day 3, correct? Ubibsaram, that's as far as the Emureim are concerned, because the Emurim could be burnt even following day 2, meaning in the night following Monday, going into Tuesday. But when we get to the Basar, if he had a Machshava to the Achilas Basar of Chutz Zmanim, Mishetishka HaChama Shel Shnei Yomim, which means after Shkia of the second day of Monday. So if the Kohen had a Machshava at the time of the Shechita that he's going to eat the Basar after Shkia of the second day, that means Monday evening after sunset, that generates Pigul. And this is a clear-cut proof to whom? To Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan was one who says that if you have Machshava as Pigul, if you have Machshava of after Shkia with regard to the Achilas HaBasar, that generates Pigul. Because at that point it's already Nosar. Even though Rabbi Yochanan cannot deny that the Torah only requires Sreifa, delay Sreifa till when? till Yom Shlishi, but nevertheless, the Issa Nosar, as far as Achilu is concerned, is engendered the night going into day three, and that's enough to set up a Machsheves Pigul. So here we have a clear-cut proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Now at this point, I'd like you to pick up this sefer called Nefesh Tova. Now, I've been trying to work it out in my shiurim that I wouldn't have to go through the process of photocopying these pages so that everyone would have a copy of the sefer of their own. Unfortunately, I haven't hit that pinnacle yet. So what we could do now is what I call Torah Shebal Peh. And what I'll do is I'll try to summarize what the sefer says, if that's okay with you, and then I'll try to explain it.
Okay. We have one copy.
One is better than zero, that's for sure. And again, you know, those who've been with me know that the photocopying episode has been driving me crazy. So, you know, we finally got to the point for most of my shiurim people have the safe. I don't expect you to have the safe, you know. But let's see if we can do this with what I call Torah Shebal Peh. So we're looking here in Nefesh Tova on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, and there are two pieces that we want to go through, and I'm trying to figure out which one we should do first. I think we'll do the earlier one first, just in case the second one he builds on the first one, which I don't think he's going to do, but just in case. So you'll find this on page 557, Tav Kuf Nun Zayin. Do you have that? Which is...
What's the name of it? Is it Ot Ayin Vav?
Ot Ayin. Okay, we'll go back to Ot Ayin. Do you see the beginning of Ot Ayin? Which is on page Tav Kuf Nun Hey. Can you find such a thing? You see Ayin? It should be on the bottom left of your... Yes. Okay. So let me try to highlight what the Rosh Yeshiva is saying here. This sefer was written by Rav Shlomo Katz. He didn't actually write it, but his students, based on his lectures, transcribed his shiurim and they presented it in the form of a three-volume work, which is called Nefesh Tova and Masechta Zvachim. And the Rosh Yeshiva presents two definitions of Pigul in the case of Zrikas Adam. We've already established that if the Kohen at the time of Shechita has in mind to do the Zrika after Shkia Sachama, then that's going to be a problem with Pigul. So far so good. Now, all this is based on a statement of Rabbi Yitzchak on Nvav Amid Aleph that we saw briefly this morning at the bottom of the page, that Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Okay, that's how we frame Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. And the Rosh Hashiva wants to know, how does that operate? What's the mechanics of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama? And he offers two possible, logically plausible definitions. One definition is that we have a concept called Lina. And Lina means that if you don't give the Mizbeach what it demands, so to speak, I'm just using figurative language, then the Karba becomes Pasul Midin Lina. And in every case, we have to ask ourselves, well, what is that time period after which the Karba is considered Lina? Now, Lina is Pasul, meaning the Karba is Pasul, but without a severe violation if you eat the Karba. That's not kares, okay, you follow the X here, not kares. It's a psul called lina. Not only that, the psul of lina, in and of itself, is not, shall I say, final, it's not absolute. It's conditional, and it could be rescinded. You could possibly retract the psul of lina. How do you do that? That's called Lina al Rosh HaMizbeach. So let's say, for example, the time for Aktaras Imurim on the Mizbeach is at night. If he did not do the Aktaras Imurim at night, with daybreak, the Imurim become Pasul Midin Lina.
But if the Urim were up on top of the Mizbeach, then the halacha has it that the Mizbeach grabs onto the Urim and is not willing to give up. And by grabbing onto it, it's like Hamotzi Mechavel Varai, it's like a chazaka when you grab onto something, you have possession of it, then there's no lina al Rosh HaMizbeach. In other words, magically, the psul of lina just evaporates into thin air. Okay. Now, having said that there's lina, in the case, for example, of a murim that were left overnight, and they haven't been burnt on the Mizbeach, there was no October before daybreak, that's a psul of lina. Can one argue that there's a psul of lina with regard to dam, that if the dam was not given to the Mizbeach, and he delayed the bringing of the dam, what would be the critical moment in which the dam now passed its time? Then we could say that the dam nifsal b'shkia sachama, the nature of that psul is a psul lina. But if that be the case, then you might have a possibility of somehow retracting that psul. Let's say he didn't do the zrika in the right place on the Mizbeach, but maybe he did it somewhere on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach now grabs hold of it, in possession of it, and it might remove and rescind the psul of lina. But in any event, just before you ask your question, but just to summarize what we're saying so we get the bottom line, the first definition of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama is that the dam becomes pasul. Why? Because the end of its time period is Shkia Sachama. Once Shkia Sachama passes, the dam changes. It doesn't physically change at that split second, but al pi din it changes its status. We have something called dam kosher. Now we have something called dam posel. Who can give me an example of a dam posel? Dam that became posel. A classical example would be what? Tomei. Let's say the dam, you know, everything we do in kosher, everything we do in the Mizbech has to be tahar. And if the dam contracted tumah, again we'd have to know exactly how, but let's say a tummy had contact with the dam, then that dam would be psul of Mizbeach. Now we have another psul of Mizbeach, and that's called Shkia Sachama. Shkia Sachama is no different than a tummy that came in contact with the dam contracted tumah, it's now psul of Mizbeach, Ben?
Well, I think we learned a principle that once something is on top of the Mizbeach, it's not going to be brought down. But right. Does that same thing apply when you're doing Zrika and that Achila is not really, it's on top, it's on the side. Does that same principle apply?
Let's assume that the entire Mizbeach is subject to this din of Lina al Rosh HaMizbeach. Rosh HaMizbeach means the top flat part of the Mizbeach. Yeah, the Mizbeach is a very complicated institution. It's divided up into many, many different parts. But we could say one thing now that, let's say there's no lina al Rosh HaMizbeach. So again, let's just summarize. What's the first definition of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama? The dam is posel. Why is the dam posel? Well, to the same extent that a mura become posel after daybreak, that's called lina. So too dam, if you leave it around and you didn't do the proper zrika, and now shkia sachama passed, the dam becomes lina, and the dam now is subject to a psul in the dam. That's definition number one. Now Rosh Yeshiva offers an alternative definition. Dam nifsal b'shkia sachama is not a psul in the dam. The dam itself is kosher. Nothing changed in the dam. It has the identical status before shkia and after shkia. As we say in Yiddish, golnish getchof. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But what? The Torah sets the limit for zrika itself. There are many limitations, restrictions, conditions for Zrika. How the Kohen does the Zrika, what he has to do with the Zrika, where he has to put the dam, who the Kohen is, for example, the identity of the Kohen. He can't be a Kohen, Zubalbu, as a blemish. There are many different dinim that apply to all the Avodos, and especially to Zrika. One of those conditions is a time condition. And the Torah says that the time for Zrika is the same identical day as that of Shechita. And the Shechita has to take place, and the Zrika has to take place both on the same day. If you did the Zrika after that day, and the day ended with Shkia Sachama, then it's not Biyom Zvicha to Makriv. That's not called a Hakrava. Hakrava means Zrika in this case. And therefore the Zrika is a Zrika Psula. In that case, then the Dam itself is really kosher, but my problem is I can't do Zrika. And Tosis comes up with the following question. Why do I need this halacha of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Why don't I just say the following? You know what? The dam will be possible tomorrow, like anything that's subject to lina. And I don't mean this new din of shkia sachama. So you'll tell me, well, I'm going to do the zrika. What do you mean you're going to do the zrika? The latest time for the zrika is shkia sachama, so you can't do the zrika after shkia. So what did you gain by adding this halach of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama? You don't have to passel the dam, because even if the dam is kosher, even so, you can't do the zrika with this dam. It's too late to do the zrika, because the zrika, the latest time for zrika, shkia sachama. So Tos doesn't understand why you had to introduce this new halacha of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama if the latest time for zrika is up until but not beyond shkia sachama. So what have you gained over here? And what are you going to do? You're going to do the zrika the next day? Well, you can't do the zrika the next day. Why? Because Lina tells me that, you know, if you leave something out of the Mizbeach beyond the time in which it was meant to be put on the Mizbeach, then it's possible. So why don't I say the following? Dam nifsal bi amura shachar. The dam is possible with daybreak. That would be fine. And it's not possible until daybreak, because Lina applies only with amura shachar. So you'll tell me, well, maybe I'll do the Zrika at night. I can't do the Zrika at night because the latest time for Zrika is the Yom HaZvicha, on the same day as the Shechita. So I can't do the Zrika at night. Maybe I'll do the Zrika the next day. Well, I can't do the Zrika the next day for two reasons. First of all, it's not the day of the Shechita. And secondly, it's already possible with Torah Selina. Comes along the Nefesh Tova, the name of the Brisker Rav, and he says the following, that I need this new halacha of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Why? Because that's going to impact on Pigul. Let's go back to Pigul. He had in mind the kohen at the time of the shechita, that when is he going to do the zrika? He's going to do the zrika after shkia sachama. Well, wait a minute. That's not a psul in the dam. That's only a problem in the zrika. Who says that there's halacha pigul because the zrika will be done chutz l'zmano? The halacha pigul is when there'll be an achila chutz l'zmano. So bishlam, if I say that just like there's a psul lina in a murim in the morning, so if he had in mind when he did the shechita that he's going to feed them his bath a murim on the next morning, that's called pigul, that's chutz l'zmano. So too, if he feeds the dam to the Mizbeach after Shkia Sachama, he's feeding something to the Mizbeach that the Mizbeach is not going to be able to be satiated by, so to speak, because it's possible, because Dav Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. And therefore, that generates an Iser Pigel when he had a Machshava to be Zorik the Dam tomorrow. But if he had a Machshava that the Zrika, which is only kosher on the day of the Zvicha, and he's going to say, well, I have in mind at the time of the Shechita that my Zrika will be tomorrow, that's not Pigul, that's not Chutz L'Zmano. Let's see it inside. I'm going to just read to you the highlight. He says, Yesh L'Stapek Begeder Din Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Two possible definitions of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. One is having Psul Bechefza the Dam. That means the dam itself inherently becomes posel. Where do we find such a thing? To what can we equate it? He says the paradigm for that is dumya de psulina. In the case of a murim, after alos hashachar, after the next morning, when it's no longer subject or it doesn't lend itself to aktara, who posel bechefza de murim, the amurim themselves become posel. Or alternatively, the basar. Oh, our second definition is no. There's no problem with the dam itself after shkia. Shkia doesn't change the dam. Davidin ba'avodas hazrika. The enoch shera el biyom v'lo v'layla. That the Torah never recognized the possibility of doing the avodah zrika at night. It has to be done during the day. And he says the following, from the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak says dam nifsal b'shkia sacham, it sounds like he's saying Allah in what? In the Zrika or in the Dam? What does it sound like to you?
It sounds more
in the Dam. It's Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham. He's not saying something about about the Zrika. He didn't say that this. But then look at the end of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is on the bottom of the Vav Amin Aleph, and there he says that Biyom Akriva Zivcha Yochel means that Biyom Shatazoveach Atom Makriv. When is the proper time for the Hakrova, meaning the Zrika? That's only Biyom Shatazoveach, the day of the Shechita. And that sounds like it's a psul in the Zrika. It has nothing to do with the Dam, it has to do with the Avodah of Zrika. And on the next page, he says, Hagriz Hochiach, you see the second paragraph? Do psul bechefts in the Dam. The Brisker Rav wants to say, I have a proof that the psul is in the Dam, which means it's like the psul of Lina in Akhtar Seim Murim, just that Lina only becomes possible with Amura Shachar, whereas Dam becomes possible with Shkia. He says, Damrina lekamon, de kodshim anechon liyom echod, machashvim bidoma mishetishka chama. Meaning there's a machsheves pigul, if he has in mind at the time of the Shechita, that the Zrika will be after Shkia Sachama. Ve'inema doleka psul bechefzid the Dam, if you're going to argue that the Dam hasn't changed from before Shkia to after Shkia, but rather there's a din, a requirement, a restriction in Avodas HaZrika, the Avodas HaZrika has to be by Yom, why should that be pigul? Hello, ein machsheves pigul el b'machashiv chutz l'zmano. He's talking about the achila that's going to take place chutz l'zmano. The ein hashkia sof zmano shel dam. The truth is, as far as the dam is concerned, the dam could go overnight till the next day, but it's rather a din in the avoda that the avoda, the zrika, has to take place on the same day as the avoda sashchita. E'ef shel lizrok, you can only do the zrika by yom hazvicha, and therefore would not be pigul. In other words, if a person, a kohen, has an achshav at the time of the shechita for many different things about the avodos that are subsequent, that would invalidate the avoda, that's not called pigul. For example, he might think a machshav of shalol lishma. He might have what's called a machshav of shinui bailim. He could have a machshav. He could have a machshava of chutzum komo. You know, many, many different machshavos, but that doesn't make it pigul. What makes it pigul is one and only one machshava. That's called chutzum zmano, that the achila should take place beyond the allotted time. So if you're going to tell me the dam is nifsal, meaning the dam itself becomes posel inherently in the dam, that's what shkia generates or triggers off in the dam, then it's like having a machshav on emurim liachar amura shachar. You know, you're talking about the emurim after the Amurim are already posel achila, there's no achila of Amurim the next morning. I'm talking about the second morning, right? And in the case of Dam, you can't have an achilas mizbeach of Dam after Shkia. But if you're going to tell me it's only a din in Zrika, that's not a machsheves pigul. Machsheves pigul doesn't mean that he had in mind that he's going to mess up on one of the other avodos in any possible myriad of scenarios in which he's going to mess it up. Let's say, for example, you know, you can split the avoda. You can have Kohen A who does the shechita, and Kohen B who does the rest of the avodas. What would be if Kohen B is a posel? He himself is a balmum. He has a blemish in his body. And now Kohen A, at the time of the shechita, had in mind that he's going to give over the rest of the avoda to Kohen B. And now Kohen B is going to do a Kabbalah, or he's going to do a Halach, he's going to do a Zrika Sada, whatever he'll do, and it's going to be Bipsul because he's a Balmum. That's not a Machshava Posel, it's in Pigul. Pigul means Chutz Lizmano. Chutz Lizmano have to be if there's a Din of Zman in the Dam itself. He has a mind to give them his bath to Dam after the Dam's allotted time is gone, and the Dam is now Posel past its time period, that's called Lina. Then it makes sense that you can talk about a machsheves pigul beyond Shkia Sacham. But if you're going to tell me that Shkia Sacham has no impact on the Dam remains Dam kosher in and of itself, the problem is that I can't do the Zrika because the Zrika has to take place on the Yom HaShechita, that's not machsheves pigul. That's a machsheva to have an incorrect Zrika. So part of the reason I got excited about this whole piece, I don't know if I'm clear, but hopefully it'll get clear as we go along, is because if you take a look at the end of this page, it says Vagram Salavechik. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. Oh. So who is the Gram Salavechik? I get excited about this. This is my father's Rebbe. My father learned for 5 years by the Gram Salavechik. Not only that, he married off my parents. And not only that, my Rebbe was a Talmud of the Gram Salavechik. So I got excited when I saw a shtickle Torah here from the Gram Salavechik. And he says the following. He says he has a proof that as far as Machsheves Pigel is concerned, we need to have a Machshava on a time period that has a psul in the dam, inherent in the dam, a psul lina in the dam, or in the case of a murim, or in the case of achilas adam, nosar, all these cases where there's an inherent psul in the dam, basar, and murim. How does he know this? So he quotes the Gemara that we just studied. It says, Hamachashev li'ar shlishi. We have a machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan in the case of Shlomim, and he had a machshava that he's going to eat the basar the night going into Tuesday, meaning after Shkia on Monday. Chizkiah amar kosher. Why? Because lo in taklis sreifa. When is the sreifa going to take place in the case of Noser? Only after Amud HaShachar on Yom Shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm apostle to ha'idchilei me'achila, because the Yisachilus Noser emerges with Shkia Sachama the second day. Ha'ochel li'ar Shlishi. If a person eats the basar going into Yom Shlishi, comes along Chizkiah, and he says he doesn't get kares. He doesn't have to bring a carbon if he did it b'shogeg. Why? Because it's not fully nosar yet. According to Rechizkiah, when does it become nosar? With the mitzvah of what? Of srifa. Only in the daybreak of Yom Shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav. Rabbi Yochanan says he's Chayav. In other words, it is considered nosar as far as achila is concerned. Even though as far as srifa, you have to wait till Tuesday. Hare mevuar, it's clear. Midivrei Chizkiah. Let's start with Chizkiah. She'afdili or shlishi kvar eidol zman achilus habasar. Chizkiah admits that you're not allowed to eat the basar after shkia of the second day. Mikomakom machshev al zman zeh eino bichlal machshev es pigol. It doesn't engender pigol. Why? Because there's no chi of nosar. And the chi of pigol is dependent, is contingent on the chi of nosar. And when does it become nosar? Only with the daybreak of Yom HaShlishi. The af Rabbi Yochanan, the polig, even Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizkiah, if he had a machshava that he'll eat the basar in the night going into Tuesday, havi machshavas pigol, hainu mishum, that's only because he holds that arl shlishi kvar chayov alev mishum. What do you have here? You have, what's the next word in your text? You have pigol? Yeah, the next word is pigol. That's a mistake. It should say chayov alev mishum nosar. Well, that is a printing mistake here. So again, what's going on in Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says that already going into Yom Shlishi, the Chiyuv of Nosar has emerged. Because Rabbi Yochanan says we don't have to wait till the Zman Sreifa for Nosar, but the Zman Yisrachil engenders Nosar. And therefore Pigel, which depends upon Nosar, will be engendered if he has a machshava fi or liyom hashlishi. Ach kuli alma, everybody agrees, whether it's Chizkiah or Rabbi Yochanan, there's one point they don't debate. Hamachashiv al zman she'eino chalbo psul nosar lo avi machsheves pigel. They both agree that the machsheves pigel depends upon nosar, on the time period that would engender a psul nosar. Whether it is according to Chizkiah with daybreak of the third day, because he makes it all contentious on Sreifa, or whether it's the night going into the third day according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it depends on the Isur Nosar as an Isur Achila. But everybody agrees that Pigel depends upon Nosar. So therefore, he says the following, and this is on the top of the next page. Let's go back to Pigel. If he has in mind to be Zorik the Dam, Alzman She'ein Adam Nifsal Belina, if there's no psul in the Dam, he has in mind to be Zorik the Dam after Shkia, but there's no psul of Lina according to that side, Ein Zu Machsheves Pigel. Because again, it's got to be similar to the case of Nosar, where Pigel means you have in mind to eat it when it became Nosar, when there's a psul in the basar or in the emurim of the carbon. And here too, in the case of Dam, he has to have in mind that he's going to do the Zrika when there's already a psul in the Dam, inherent in the Dam. And that's okay if I assume that Shkia Sachama engenders a psul in the Dam, just like Amud HaShachar engenders Lina in the case of emurim. Even though he had a machshava at a time when there's no possibility of zrika, that if he had a machsheves zrika for after shkia sacham, abi psul, it's pigul. Why? Because there's a psul in the cheft of the dam. So it means that just like lina passels a murim with amur shachar, so too shkia sacham passels the zrika. I'm sorry, the dam with which shkia sacham becomes lina. Okay, fine. That's not for us. What about Tosfos? Oh, now we have a problem with Tosfos. So, in order to understand this Tosfos, let's go fast forward, if you will, here to Simon Ayin Vav. Okay, that's on page Tuf Kuf Pei. So you're fast forwarding by about, I'd say, something like 10 pages, maybe a little bit more. He says the following, Kfar bi'arnu, we've already established, the muchach mi b'raisa zu, from this b'raisa, which speaks about a machsheves pigul, when he has in mind that the zrik will be after shkir, the machsheves pigul dehainu b'machshava b'chila b'ktora, Shechoshev al zman she nifsal abbasar biser nosar upligir Rabbi Yochanan v'chizki amosai chal shem nosar abbasar. When does the status of nosar emerge with regard to this basar? Imu b'sov zman achila or b'zman aroy l'sreifa? Is it with shkia sachama the second day or is it with avud hashachar the third day? Does it depend on zman achila or on zman sreifa? So it's one machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, but it has two repercussions. Number one, the Chizkiya sfirle the ain shame nosar zman sreifa. So if I go ahead and I eat the basar after shkia sachama the second day, I do not violate the chiyuv nosar because nosar depends upon what? Sreifa, which is only in the third day. Rabbi Yochanan holds no. The Shem Nosar is Chal at the end of the time of the Yachilo, which means that it becomes full-fledged Nosar, which Shkia Sachama means if you eat it, you Chayiv Kares. Vehein, he says, and there's another repercussion to this Machlokes, in the case of Machashvinon ala Basar v'yosa Shah Machshav is Pigul. If at the time of the Shechita the Kohen had in mind a machshava to eat the basar after shkia, if I hold like Chizkia, that's not nosar, and if it's not pigul. If on the other hand I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it already is nosar, and that's called chutzis mano. So you had a machshava that'll eat the basar after the iser nosar emerges with shkia sachama, that's called an iser pigul. On non-Li'inyan sreifa, as far as what's the time for sreifa, modu kuliyama, there's no controversy about that point. The Ein Zman Sreifa Ada Boke. And he says the following. That makes sense according to Chizkiya, because Chizkiya says it's not Nosar until when? Until the next morning. So therefore, if you can't burn something before it's Nosar, the Mitzvah Sreifa only applies if you have Nosar in front of you. Avol Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Yochanan, the shame Nosar is engendered when? With the sof hayom, which kiyas hachama is tzarech biur. We have to understand. Am I eno nisraf ada boker? Why don't we burn the carbon immediately? Which kiyas hachama? Why are we delaying it till Tuesday? It's already no sar according to Rabbi Yochanan. So I would have said, well, that's what it says in the pasuk. You know, I can't change the verse in the Torah. He says, "Ubeemis yalfin and hachim mikra." It's derived from a pasuk. Sibi yom hashlish beisi sarek. Which means that the sreifa is delayed till the next morning. Ulechora, geder ayalfus l'Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, fine. We have a derivation from the Torah that the sreifa is postponed until the morning. The ikar din bifnei atzmo. Wow. In other words, what he's saying is that already it's nosar, but there's another din in sreifa. This is not aloch in nosar, it's aloch in sreifa. That ain't in sreifas. The sreifa is nosar el biyom. The Torah wanted to postpone the sreifa until the next day. Afal pi shekvar chal b'basa sheim nosam in a laila. That's very strange. It's new halacha, but that's what the pasuk tells me according to Rabbi Yochanan. Mashen ki lechizkia. Chizkia is saying that when it says b'yom hashlishi b'yishi sarf, that's beautiful because the Torah is really establishing that even though we completed this Zman Achilu at night, which Shkia Sachar, but nevertheless it doesn't become Nosar until the following morning. And that's really interesting because, you know, when I'm just going to inject something of my own over here for a minute. With regard to the Korban Pesach, on the night of Tesvav B'Nisan, when we have a mitzvah, V'yachlu asabosa b'layla azeh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is of the opinion that the latest time for the Achilas Korban Pesach is Chatzos, midnight, literally midnight. And he bases it on a pasuk that even says Balayla Zeh, it means midnight, and that's the latest time because the Torah says that Bakas Bechoros took place at midnight, and it uses the same language of Chipazon, whatever it is. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it became no Sarat Chatzos. So it means that the Korban Pesach as a mitzvah achila requires that you eat it before midnight. But after midnight, although you don't have a mitzvah of achilu, you don't. But if it's not yet nosar, nosar is only going to be in the morning. So I'm just pointing out that we have already a precedent for something which we're seeing here in Rabbi Yochanan's favorite reference, that you could have something that the zman achilu has terminated, but it's not yet nosar, and the mitzvah of nosar will be postponed and sreifas nosar until the next morning. That's the way it works according
to Rabbi Yochanan. It's slated to be burned, so that
right. It's slated to be burned, but it's not nosar. And to really appreciate that, you have to know a different part of Shas, and that's called Masechta Yodayim, because the law is that nosar is metame betumas yodayim. And the question is, at what point does the boss of the Korban Pesach become nosar? Is it when the clock strikes 12 midnight, does that mean it's nosar, it's metame yodayim? Or are we saying no, that at that point you no longer get the mitzvah of achilas habasar, but nevertheless it hasn't become nosar yet? This could have other repercussions, by the way, in terms of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Gemara says, Bavur Zeh, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim depends upon the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now, the Haggadah testifies to the fact that there were five Tanoim who were sitting and being Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim until the Talmidim came and told them it's time for Kriyas Vashel Shachris. Now, if I assume the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, which many Rishonim hold, that the latest time for the Korban Pesach is Chatzos, why were these five great Tanoim continuing with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim past Chatzos? Chatzos, when there's no longer mitzvah of Korban Pesach, is going the mitzvah of Sipur has to terminate.
Kol Amarbe,
but up until Chatzos and not beyond. Like I could talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim today, but that's not going to give you a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
You're Bahadir.
So the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the time of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is up until the time of Korban Pesach, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is up until Chatzos. Why would they have? Now you should know that one of the five Tanoim was Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. He himself was on the panel there. So Elishitaso, there's no mitzvah Sipur after. So some want to say that all you need for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the mitzvah achilas a Korban Pesach. You need a cheftz of Korban Pesach. You need that the object itself have the status of a Korban Pesach, meaning it's not yet nosar. And if it's not yet nosar, then it's still called a Korban Pesach, and therefore you continue Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim until daybreak. That's just on the side. Now, having seen this piece, again, I'm driving you a little bit crazy, but if you could turn back for a moment to Tav Kuf Nun Ches, which is the middle of where we got up to pretty much in that Simon. What was that Simon Ayin we said it was? Yeah? So on the top of the page, he quotes a sugya on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis in Perek Beit Shammai. Now let's talk about what we call matanos. You know, certain korbanos require four matanos, but one matana is critical, which means that when you do this rika on the mizbeach, you have to do bizarik. Let's say, in again, it's very complicated, different korbanos, but some korbanos, let's say korban chatos, for example, requires a matana on all four kronos of the mizbeach, the four corners of the mizbeach. But if he already implemented one matana, the korban is kosher. Let's say the dam gets lost or becomes tameh after he does one matana, then that's okay. If all things are equal, he's going to do the matan on how many chronos? All four. So the Gemara in Perek Beit Shammai addresses the following question. When is the latest time for the other three matanos? Meaning the first zrika has to be done during the day of the Shechita, and the latest time will be Shkia Sachama. But let's say he only had a chance to do one matana before it became nightfall, before, let's say, Shkia Sachama. And is he allowed to now do the remaining three matanos after nightfall? Because already the carbon is kosher. So he's clinched the validity of the karma. Now he has a mitzvah to do another three matanos, another three zrikos on the other three corners of his bear. Can he do it at night? So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Shalosh matanos, the additional three matanos in the karma chatos, Einon bos balayla. You cannot implement that at night. Upirish Rashi, Afal pisha eino ma'akvim, even though those three extra matanos are, if you pardon the expression, cherry on the ice cream, right? It's only an embellishment. It's not critical. Nevertheless, Rashi says, lav zrika gemurahi. You know, and therefore it's not really a full-fledged zrika, and therefore you might think, well, in such a case, I can do the zrika at night. Miu dam nifsal b'shkia sachama kiddel kamon. Now, wait a second. According to Rashi, are we dealing with the psul in the Cheftza Shel Dam or in the Zrika? Rashi's saying that you know what the problem here is? You know why he can't, according to Rabbi Yochanan, do the other three Zrikas, the balance, at night? Rashi says, because Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Forget about Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. The Zrika itself has to be done on the day of Shechita. And the day of Shechita is already terminated with Shkia Sachama. Why does Rashi have to feel compelled to introduce here the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak that we've been studying of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama? L'chora, Havi Leila Rashi Lememar Lefaresh, the Einon Bos Polayl Mishum Dechse Biyom Tzavoso, that the Torah says that on the day of Shechita, you commanded to do the Zrika, the Avodah should be done during the day and not at night. Says the Shagas Aryeh, one of the early Achronim. He says, Levar din biyom tzavoso, hainu dafka bavoda ma'akeves es ha-kapara. And how many of the zrikas are absolutely critical? Only the first one. Avol sholosh matonas achrono she'ena ma'akvim ka-kapara. Those are already embellishments. That's called shirei mitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah, but it's not critical to the karmon. Then I would have said that Arein Haktar Seimurim, and when is the Haktar Seimurim done? The entire night. Let's do the same thing with regard to the other Zrikos. The other Zrikos are also only embellishments, and there's no reason why they can't be done. The Zrikos of the other three chronos, the other three corners of the Mizbeach, at night. Is Lefichach, therefore, because of Rashi, Rashi had to introduce another issue. It's not a question of when to do the Zrika. You can do the Zrika at night. Why? Because the carbon is kosher already with the first Zrika, the first Matana. So now you have another three Matanas to embellish the Akrovel. Do that at night. Says Rashi, why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's impossible to do those other three Matanas at night? Because Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. It means that the Cheftza of the Dam. The Dam itself is inherently possible. Here we have a case where, as far as the Maaseh Zrika is concerned, he could have implemented the Zrika at night. And why is that? Because it's not a Zrika Makevis Sakapora, and therefore there's no reason why you should be bound by daytime. You can do it at night. And that would be similar to Haktar Seimurim, which is not bound by daytime. It could be done by night. But now that we're introducing an Olah Halacha, that just like Seimurim become possible when? When do we apply the principle of Lino with regard to Seimurim with Amura Shachar, so too there's a din of Lino, the Pasul, the Dam, which Kiyas Acham, and the Dam is Pasul. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying according to Rashi. Again, without Rashi, I would have said, you know what, Rabbi Yochanan is telling you that the three Matanos have to be equal and have to be done in the identical way of the first Matan, even though they're not critical Matanos, but we have to follow the paradigm and mirror the image of the original Matan, the first Matan, and it's got to be done by Yom and not by Laila. Comes along Rashi and he says, no, there's no reason to be bound by Yom when he comes to the Zrika. Let the Zrika be done at night. But the problem is another problem, because what happened between day and night? Shkiyas HaChama. What did Shkiyas HaChama engender? A psul in the dam itself, and the dam is posel. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says all four zrikas should be done by day, because you have no opportunity to be zorik it by night, because it's already posel with Shkiyas HaChama. So I got very excited about this. Now, again, you know, I just want to say by introduction, I don't know. You know, I'm in a very difficult situation. You know, I'm torn in five different directions. Originally, I was meant to give it was originally designated. It's still up on my email that way. It's meant to be a fast-paced, simple pshat gemara shiur. But there was a request. I'm not going to mention by name who had that request. That it be an Ian shiur in depth. And I don't want to lose people who are not oriented. You know, so if there are people who are trying out the shiur for the first time, then we have to work around this, and we have to see how we can reach out to them and appeal to them in such a way that they shouldn't feel overwhelmed. You know, here I'm coming up with a briska chakira about whether the psul of Shkiyas HaChama is in the Maisis Rika midini avodo, whether it's in the Chetzah Shalda midin lina, and this is Chinese to you. So what, you know, what have I benefited here? You know, I said a nice shiur for myself, maybe, because I'm a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, that's great, but it doesn't warm you up, you know. So that's the question I want to raise here. What can we do to reach out to people, and maybe tomorrow, if again, gentlemen, if you have the time, and possibly even if Matthew could join us, you know, he would have to come at some point before 9:30, or maybe today or tomorrow, we'll sit down with him and prepare him for the shiur, you know. But if he's coming in cold turkey, then if he doesn't know an owl from a bays, you know, we're going to again lose him. So, Ben, you have anything to say here? You want to talk to me later about this? Do we want to have an open discussion about this? What do we want to do?
I mean, I have to think about it.
Let's think about it. I don't know.
The greater good. I mean, I love Ian, but...
I want to know what the kivun, what the direction has to be. You know, Shmuel is not here today, and Don is not here today, so we can't really speak on their behalf, but I'm almost positive that they would be okay with a shiur that just, you know, without all the briska chakiris, we'll put the nefesh tov on the side, and we can just really, you know, plow through the Gemara, you know, look at the Rashis and get basic skills and you know, that might be the way. I just, you know, I want to make everybody happy, Ben, you know, but I don't know what to do here at this point, you know. So let me just